From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, it's hour number two. And I want to go to your phone calls. I want to get your take on all the different issues I've been talking about. And I want to hear what you have to say about the so-called debt ceiling, which really is rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. I want to get your view on the fact that, I mean, is my message getting out? Do you understand what I'm saying? That the big mega fortunes all are making their money out of sweetheart inside deals with government for corporate welfare or exemption from taxes they lobby for across the board to shut down their competition. I mean, is that message telegraphing out there to the people? I want to hear from you. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Again, 877-789-ALEX, and we'll get you up and on the air. Coming up in the next segment, we'll take a battery of calls or two, and then I will get more into the debt ceiling itself. In fact, I'll do that briefly on the other side and then go to your calls. And then I'm going to get into the ATF article that went up Friday and should be one of the biggest articles that we've ever put out, but of course it isn't. Sometimes I'll put out some article that's important but nothing compared to this, and it gets read by 5 million people in a week and, you know, is the number one story on the web or in the top 10. And then something like this, so big, so obvious, so clear, so brazen, so naked, so out in the open, so absolutely outrageous. Exclusive, ATF intimidates gun owners with home visits. And it gets into our sources that talk to the ATF here in Austin and other issues and Fast and Furious and all of it. That is going to be coming up after I go through some of your phone calls this evening. And, of course, the gun grabbers who've been publicly caught shipping the guns into Mexico are now exploiting all this to try to pass more victim disarmament. Well, they're total Chicago mob types. I mean, what on earth do you expect to happen from these people? The number one mission of a hardcore criminal is disarm the prey. That's why lions and tigers and bears, oh my, target creatures that are prey animals that don't have teeth and claws and don't attack back. That's why when you don't shoot a few mountain lions or a few grizzly bears or a few polar bears a year, they start coming into your town and eating you. And we've allowed government to act just like that. And we got grizzly bears living inside our houses telling us give them more, more, more. 70% on average or more isn't enough. And I've had it. It's time for good people to have a code of liberty and freedom and not put up with thugs and bullies pushing them around and to explode in their face every time they get in your face, and then we'll get back to a system of great wealth. But, you know, it's got to go through the total collapse first, because we had the liberty so long, we became fat, dumb, and happy, myself included. And we're tortured by the brainwashing, the stuff on the television. Our psyches are turned inside out, and we're poisoned by the GMO. By all the rest of it. And so we're going to be going over all of that after the break as well. And I've got a few other little sniblets of news here. I haven't even gotten into all the incredible military news that's in this stack right here. Let me just give you a rundown of that. Rebel militia confirmed guilty of assassination of General Yonez. Turns out one rival al-Qaeda group run by the U.S. and Europe killed the other al-Qaeda group, something our researchers have been in Tripoli reported over a month and a half ago. But al-Qaeda is fighting with itself over who gets the hundreds of billions in oil money in Libya and $10 billion in gold. Also, Libyan rebel leader killed by allied militia. That's another headline. Here's one. Libyan TV still on air despite NATO bombing. When NATO bombed it, dropping three missiles on it, they called it terror broadcast. Now a country's TV is terrorism. Even broadcasting against the occupation is evil. Can you believe we've been bombing them for 4 months and they got TV on? It's terror. They got a TV transmission. Syria army kills 80 people storming Hama. I'm against that. But I'm also against Israel mowing all those folks down a month ago. But a very wealthy.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, little bankers, what have you done? You created 1.5 quadrillion in derivatives. You sold them to everybody to buy up the planet through fraud. And now you're setting up Northcom martial law power in case the American people don't want to go into debt slavery for you. But don't worry. You got the shotgun. And the general public can't figure this out. So there's a good chance your gang raping's never going to stop. People like it when Stalin kills 60 million, Mao 60 plus million, Hitler tens of millions. Folks still mind the government when they're marched into trenches and shot with their babies in their arms. Because those people aren't conspiracy theorists. They're conformists. Well, not Alex Jones, not me. When you got Bernie Ecclestone with more than 50 Formula One tracks, every one of them paid for with taxpayer money exempt from taxes, and his daughter given $4 billion last year, lovingly, by Mr. Carleone. And here in Austin, they're having basically the whole track still paid for by taxpayers, tax exempt, total raping. If you won't sell your property, they're just going to take it eminent domain. And the city council, it won't matter if Ecclestone gets arrested. His banker's been arrested, and the Germans say he was involved in the fraud. It won't. The city council will call for the German government's arrest before they say a word. My money goes to Ecclestone, period. And if I don't like it, the Austin SWAT team standing by. Okay, I said I was going to settle down. You know, I was going to come in here and talk about your stupid media reporting on the debt limit, everything. You'd think that birds wouldn't sing and grass wouldn't grow and that, mama couldn't make pancakes in the morning if it wasn't for government. Government, government, government. Every channel, the government, the bankers, our debt limit, the bankers. We're all being taught, just like in third world countries where they're obsessed with currency, value, and debt limits. We've been maneuvered by a criminal class, a criminal political class, itself owned by foreign banks. We've been maneuvered now to the position where we're being told just keep raising taxes forever while you cut the services and pay everything to the offshore banks that set this fraud up, who you don't owe the money to, or you'll have a total collapse and lose your debt rating. And as Ron Paul has said, and many others, economist Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of the Treasury, and many others have said, it is all a distraction. The foreign banks, the big six that have taken over this country through their beachhead, the Federal Reserve, in 1913, created, and even the Washington Post reports this, $1,500 trillion in derivatives, and that was a year ago. The numbers are bigger now. It's a debt black hole, hundreds of times all the wealth in the world. You cannot pay it back. It is a total fraud. All the assets, all the taxes, all the everything in the entire U.S. isn't even $100 trillion, and we're told we owe these bankers $640-plus trillion, Washington Post. That is, last number I saw, 500 and something thousand per family. That's if you average everybody together. You got 70 something million on Social Security, 49 million on food stamps, another 30 million on full welfare, another large portion, different numbers are out there on government contracts. So two-thirds of the country are on the government mammary gland. And they're looking at the other one-third of us and going, get ready, we're going to butcher you. And it's kind of like Abel selling his inheritance for a bowl of porridge. If the middle class doesn't get together and say, look, look here, you can do the numbers, that they've done the numbers. If they took all the middle class's money, it wouldn't pay for $1 trillion. It's less than $1 trillion. 900 and something billion. You pull that number up. Folks, it is time for people to realize this. There is no paying it off. There is no debt limit. Raise it. Don't raise it. If the Republicans came out and said, arrest the head of the Federal Reserve, arrest the private families for fraud, as the Senate committee's already found with the derivatives they sold, government, private industry, you name it, individuals. If they don't talk like that, none of this matters. They're debating government's $14.5 trillion that's a current hangover. They're not talking that under Too Big to Fail, we were legally bound under law to $600+ trillion of the, quote, U.S. share of the 1.5 quadrillion worldwide. So, no, I'm not going to talk about and perseverate and freak out about like it's some soap opera for the thinking man and talk all day about the stupid debt ceiling. The Republicans want to cut $3 trillion. The Democrats want to cut $1.5 trillion. What are we going to do? Cut this welfare. Cut that welfare. Free Social Security. That'll fix it. None of it. You could cut every entitlement under the sun. You've been signed on to banker fraud. These bankers, since 1913, are able to loan out. For every dollar you go down and deposit in their little stinking bank, they can loan out $10. And when do those bankers, quote, make wealth, make money, because they just issue the printed garbage and the digital garbage, when you don't pay off the farm, when you don't pay off the house? They get the down payments, they get all the investment, they get the interest, and then they flip it and sell it again. So what do bankers, big bankers, want? They like depressions, and it's the congressional record they engineered, the 1929 crash, on record. You want to go read the senators' quotes? You want to go read all of them from Lindbergh and McFadden? Believe me, I'm somebody, see, while you're reading about football, or while you're reading about, you know, what bar to pick up chicks, or while you're reading about the latest cosmetics, whatever you're into, while you're reading about, you know, cheat sheets to hack World of Warcraft or Halo or whatever it's called, while you're doing that, I'm reading Rockefeller Foundation documents that are public and posting them on Infowars.com, where they talk about putting cancer viruses in vaccines, and then I find out those very cancers have been found, the cancer viruses, in the vaccines, and then I learned that they've learned how to engineer sterilants into the vaccines. I kind of get mad about that. There's a creepy group running the government that's jacking the food and water. I'm a weirdo, you know? I mean, I'm a fruitcake. I'm a lunatic. I read about some gangster guy overseas coming into Austin, want me to pay for his Formula One track. Here he is, his banker indicted. The Germans say they're set to indict him. You know, told you a year ago the guy was definitely a scammer. It's a scam to come into Austin and lobby my little dirtbag politicians to take my tax money and give it to him over in Europe so his daughter can have 50, how many thousand square feet was her house? You finally got the number? 56,000 square feet if you don't count the helicopter pads and facility. And great, have it all day, lady, but don't you go around and have your think tanks tell all the poor, dumbed-down people, hey, let's get the rich guys that make $125,000 a year. Man, they're rich. Let's raise their taxes so you can suck it out of the country through your corporate welfare. Get out of my life. Stop usurping me. Stop trying to control me. I'm sick of you. I see you. I hate you. I hate you so much. I don't even care what happens to me because I've got the spirit of rebellion against tyranny in me. I have a spirit of love of God and submitting to God's commandments of good, decent, things. And I have a spirit of 110% total rocket-fueled hatred and rebellion against pot-bellied scumbags that get together in societies of con men and crooks and turn us into an effeminate, degenerate, hunchback society, bowing down and licking your hands, and I will not be part of it anymore! I will see all of the globalists arrested. I will see them hauled up and tried by juries of their peers. And then you know what comes after that. And you think this is it? Oh my, honey, listen to this crazy guy. I know you said that to your wife driving on the road. This is what a common sense person being usurped and enslaved sounds like. You know, you find somebody breaking into your house, robbing you, don't you get mad? You have a sense of outrage, of trespass? But why is it when big, giant, powerful people rape you, you lay down? Because you feel powerless, so you bend over.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MaineMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know, that's what's frustrating, is that even when you're aware of corruption and aren't naive and fight it, history shows, as Thomas Jefferson said, you still pretty much get run over and defeated. And so many Americans think it's cute to defend corruption or deny it's there. And now we see all of our liberties, all of our wealth, all of our blessings draining out like a man who's had his legs cut off and blood just spraying out, pumping out. He'll be in shock in 30 seconds. He'll be dead in 2 minutes. And the guy looks at you as the blood spraying out of his chopped off legs and says, "Don't put tourniquets on me, conspiracy theorist." It just blows the mind. Peter, Keith, Link, Stephen, Jerry, Greg, Richard, Timothy, Allen, Garfield, Colonel Sick, Carol. I'm going to get to y'all. And I haven't even gotten into the ATF news. Outside of law, they're just restricting the Second Amendment now. I mean, you can't even make this up. And we have inside intel directly from ATF Austin. So I'll get to that in the last segment. The only piece of news I'm going to hit on the debt limit is they're saying they've got a deal, hopefully, in the next 48 hours. Hopefully, oh, the bankers, and we're all learning about defaults and bankruptcy and that our future's tied to what bankers do, not according to our industries or our ideas or how hard we work. We're learning that we live and die by bankers. That's what this is teaching us ahead of the total default and the depression, and teaching us that not raising taxes enough is what did this. That's what little Geithner, the crook, and others have taught us. And, oh yeah, he got some bailout money from the bailout money. Continuing, Moody's, neither debt plan will protect the nation's AAA rating. Oh, what Ron Paul told us months ago, what other economists told us years ago, I'm afraid even if you do go deeper into debt, you're going to lose the AAA rating. The AAA rating was gone over 3 years ago when they started monetizing debt. Over 75% of all the T-bills now are bought by the Federal Reserve. You're like, oh, the bankers are helping. Yeah, they buy them with fiat digital currency they make up that's taxpayer paid for, and then they buy real assets for themselves. Yes, they're really helping you. They're going to help you good. Don't worry. Reductions of the magnitude now being proposed, if adopted, would likely lead Moody's to adopt a negative outlook on the AAA rating. The credit agency said in a new report, the chances of a significant improvement in the long-term credit profile of the government coming from deficit reductions of the magnitude proposed is in either plan is not high. Moody's and S&P demand 100% cuts of everything, all money paid to foreign bankers that scammed us, and new taxes. So they want higher taxes, everything cut, everything to them. And then that's not enough. Nothing's enough. Everything. Because every daughter of these people has to have 56,000 square foot homes with helicopter pads of stolen money. And they gotta hire mercenaries and armies and cops, and all these major banks have got narcotics to launder. They're hardcore mafia, but they're wearing government outfits, so you literally say, take my daughter, take my wife, take it all. And so they're like, you bet we're going to take it all, you scum. And you're like, oh, please, hurt me bad. And they're like, we will, don't worry. We're going to hurt you bad. You want it, you got it. We are going to hurt you bad. And you're like, yes, hurt me. Let's go to Peter in Florida. I'm grieving for this country. That's why I'm so angry. I'm grieving that we have come to this point like some crack whore with cigarette burns all over us, with a pimp beating us with a billy club and our brains oozing out, and we're still thanking him. Oh, baby, I'm sorry. Oh, baby, I'm sorry. And he's like, I'm sorry, I'm hurting your billy club. Peter, go ahead in Florida. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, it's an honor to talk to you, brother. Listen, just recently, I work out at a gym here in Miami, and I got to meet somebody who also works for Department of Homeland Security, and I just got to talking with him because he showed up in his giant truck with all the information.
He was a banker protection enforcer, a bank rape helper, and what did the bank raper helper say?
Well, I try not to go too heavy on him because I knew he was becoming a member at our very small gym, and I was hoping maybe if I could get in with him, I could get a lot of information. But he just basically confirmed a ton of stuff that you're always talking about. Number one, he's head of one of 28 elite response task force teams, where he runs the top five police and top five fire department guys from Tampa down to the Keys here, and they confirmed they've got. He didn't know what I meant when I said FEMA camps, but he knew that when I said relocation internment camps for emergencies, he was confirmed there's two here.
They're like, we don't have FEMA camps, but we do have giant facilities where we lock up hundreds of thousands per city for political reasons. Yes, we do have those, but they're not camps. Mm-hmm.
He confirmed, yeah, we don't respond to any local authority. We respond only to federal authority.
And he was kind of bragging. He's like, I pimp the cops. I run the local chiefs.
It was so funny. I was coming at it as if I was like, wow, I'm so interested. Tell me more about your job, just so he wouldn't.
Tell me about your power.
Exactly. But then he was more forthcoming with the information, and he confirmed that. He confirmed that they're preparing. They're not concerned about Al-Qaeda anymore, he said. And that morning, actually, CNN put out a piece about how Al-Qaeda is in disarray.
He's worried about those that don't like the bankers?
I specifically said, did you see the MIAC report? And he, again, didn't really know it by name, but when I started discussing things like, gun owners, returning veterans, like, yeah, that we're really concerned about that. We're really concerned about a new anthrax attack, is what he said.
Oh, yeah, which was publicly run by the government, now admitted. Just tell him to drink more fluoride, give himself lots of vaccine shots, because he loves the government. They're going to take good care of him. Don't worry, he'll get what he wants in the end. That's the good feeling about all this. No matter, they're bringing America down, burning, they're going to burn right down with it by their own hand. And he's on his power trip, so good for him. Oh, it's so good.
Let me tell you one more thing.
Also, bankers can buy their daughters 56,000 square foot houses. Sorry.
Let me also mention that I wanted to tell everybody who listens to you out there that this time around, especially with the Ron Paul campaign, it is so easy to talk to people. It is so easy to walk up to people.
No, because Ron Paul predicted everything, and he's been winning almost all the straw polls, so Fox News never mentions him and mentions all the little they mention Al Gore's former chief of staff, the ultra-conservative Rick Perry. Next they're going to tell me Bill Clinton's conservative. And, of course, the average moron conservative, I get emails going, he didn't work for Al Gore. Okay, scumbag, if you don't want to go check that out yourself, go ahead. And they'll talk about Mitt Romney, who wrote the health care bill. These conservatives are idiots. Oh, they love it. I'm sorry, I apologize. They just love bondage. They hate their wives, their children. They're cowards. They love the con. They love it. They're going to get it. Don't worry. They're going to get everything they want.
Listen to this. I'm part of the Republican group down here in Miami, and we have all the mayors and former Senator Lemieux came in the other day to talk to us. And whereas before, myself, my brother were like, let me not boast my Ron Paul support, whatever. This time around, we are dominating it. We are dictating it. When they mention Rick Perry, we go Al Gore. When they mention Mitt Romney, we go Obamacare. And what I'm trying to tell people out there who listen to you is this is not the time to be shy anymore. And there's more of us out there than you think. And as soon as you open your mouth, you'll realize how many more people go, yeah, I agree. And they didn't want to be the first one to say it. So if you start saying things, be confident, be, secure in what you're saying, because you know you're right. You know there's information to back it up. And if there's one thing that we can learn from the way you run things, it's don't shy away from this stuff, because you're going to end up being right.
Exactly. Look, 200 years ago, if government acted like it was acting now, people would be running around with torches and guns. I'm not even saying do that, because that's what they want. The point is, yelling and screaming is the minimum I can do here. And yes, I hyperventilate. Yes, I tell folks how I really feel. Because it's time to stop mincing words. These people running things are hardcore criminals. And it's time to completely wake up and call their bluff. And we've gotten to one call of 14 we're going to get to. We'll come back. We'll write your calls. Get ready!
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water, with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I eat, sleep, drink, dream this information, and it's so insanely obvious. It's so historically relevant and ridiculous. It's so criminal. All over the country, the feds, face scan, license plate scan, police videotape you in public. But when you go videotape police, even from 100 yards away in your own house, they come and beat you half to death, charge you. The kept jury sends you to prison. J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs get caught ripping off their investors publicly. Nobody gets in trouble. Wachovia, Wells Fargo get caught laundering $300-plus billion in drug money. Nobody gets in trouble. I was reading new federal court rulings where even $3,000 cash at your house, the cops take it. The courts rule it's illegal. Doesn't matter if you even have the receipt from the bank. Not allowed to keep money at your house, prisoner. Not allowed to have a garden at your house, prisoner. And you know, most Americans get down on their knees and they say, yes, sir, boss, I'm a good little slave. And the New World Order says, okay, then I'm going to take even more of your rights. And they say, please take them. I trust you. I believe whatever you tell me. I'm a good little serf. And you're pessimistic if you don't like the dollar being devalued. You're pessimistic if you don't like them lying about all the wars. You're pessimistic. When you bend over and beg government to hurt you bad, then you're intelligent. Then you're good. Then you can be trusted. So take all your vaccines and be good little toadies. Play along. Toady up to the power. They know subconsciously most of you are cowards and are afraid. Most mainline new listeners are cowards and afraid. And they know you're deep down, know exactly what's going on. You're scared to death and you just want to lick their boots and hope they don't stomp your brains out too hard. When you know history, you find out that's who these people like to stomp. Now, I at least want to get to 12, 13 of these calls that are holding. I got a lot of other news I didn't even get to. Tomorrow on the main weekday show, because we're going to have a special report completed by then. Aaron's up here working on Sunny to get it done with all the different video clips and documents and proof. But you heard about the ATF saying, well, if you sell two or more rifles to somebody, call the police on them. In fact, call the ATF on them. You got to fill out this big form and got to call them and got to become our confidential informant. Doesn't matter that whenever you buy a gun, there's an instant check done, a background check, and what type of firearm, you know, rifle, shotgun, handgun you're buying. It's just about, we tell you to do things now that aren't under law, and you do them. And, of course, it's the ATF caught shipping close to 30,000 guns into Mexico. Now we learn drug gangs around the country to knock out the other drug gangs that aren't laundering their money through the big banks. You know, so that's who runs the whole drug trade. It's on record now. They admit the Marines and Army grow the opium. Now at record levels, coming to your daughter's arm, your son's arm. But, you know, it's for freedom. You're unpatriotic if you're against it. Captain America likes to deal narcotics. And if you're not for it, well, you're with Al-Qaeda. But, Al-Qaeda's now our ally in Libya. I'm sorry. You're with George Washington, even worse. Worse than Al-Qaeda. But turns out I've talked to local gun dealers, several of them, and one of them called and talked to Daniel Jones, the head of the ATF here in Austin, who on record runs stings on gun shows with illegal aliens. Of course, the same agency, again, caught shipping guns into Mexico and then lying to Congress about it to then blame the Second Amendment. That was their plan. And they don't care they've been caught. That's the name of this. It's what they call it, chutzpah, arrogance, bravado, aplomb. They're still going ahead with outside of law. But when I talked to one gun dealer, he said he called Daniel Jones, the head of the ATF in Austin, 2 weeks before receiving the letter to ask about news reports that President Obama was going to order the investigation of citizens that bought two or more rifles. Agent Jones told him, quote, no, that law didn't pass, and we can't enforce something that isn't law, so don't worry about it. Of course, the law didn't pass. We have a link to that in the Washington Post. But the ATF later enforced it anyway. So, I mean, who needs Congress to launch wars? Obama's saying don't raise the debt ceiling, and he will invoke the catastrophic emergency clause that suspends Congress for 6 months. Oh, they'll still sit up there and fly around their private jets and be exempt from all the laws they pass, but he'll just do what he wants. So we'll be covering that more tomorrow here on the show for you. Let's go ahead and talk to Keith in California. Go ahead, Keith. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Thanks, Alex. Long-time listener. Just sensitive issue with the taxation there on the property tax. I'm concerned, isn't Ron Paul a proponent of property tax, though?
Ron Paul said get rid of the income tax, get rid of property tax from when I've seen him, so... But I think he said when he's asked about it federally, he said there shouldn't be a federal property tax, but that it's a state's rights issue. Just like on abortion. See, that's the Constitution. So he's saying Constitution.
Okay, good. Is there any information or books when property tax was established, any history on that? Yeah, I've looked all over the Internet, and I've never been able to find anything.
No, I've looked it up. Search history of property tax and... There really wasn't a property tax until the last 70 years or so, And it started in mafia-run places like Chicago, New York, places like that. Now we're totally mafia-run. Keith, I appreciate your call. We're going to move quick to get to everybody. Link in Missouri, then Stephen, Jerry, Greg, Richard, Garfield, Colonel Six, and Carol. Go ahead, Link, you're on the air.
Hey, that whole Formula One scam reminds me of that Hard in Montana where the people were conned into believing their city would make a bunch of money by that guy with the who said he had a private military police force.
Well, I went there. The local boss hogs, there's three of them, openly hired, and they had a giant FEMA camp built by the feds. It was handed over to them. And they openly hired some Eastern Europeans with fake police cars and started getting ready to throw everybody in it and literally take over the town. And they were telling folks, you're not allowed to have free speech here now. And that's happening in Quartzsite. It's happening in Oak Park, Michigan. I mean, when citizens start just bowing down to uniforms, you just show somebody a uniform, they literally fall down like it's the cross and say, you know, save me. That's what happens. But, yes, good example.
Yeah, they, you know, they were all the citizens who, like, went starting fights with you or something. So they were like, we're going to make a bunch of money.
Well, they did say that. That was some of the boss hogs ran up. I'd be in the street interviewing somebody. They'd run up and start getting in my face. Well, we're going to make money off this. And then I was at a restaurant. Somebody came over, and I learned that was, like, the dad of one of the boss hogs. And they were like, it's our prison. We own the people. We're going to put them all in it. We don't need no certification to have police cars. We're going to do it. And that's actually happened in Quartzsite. The state said, absolutely. Now, if you just show up in a police car and declare yourself emperor, they just bow down now in America.
Yeah, and the Serbian government told them to take off their coat of arms on their vehicles.
Yeah, well, it was Serbian mercenaries and a bunch of ex-cons. And last time I heard, they moved on to run another town. I hear you, Link. But again, not trusting foreign Serbs with a giant FEMA camp running checkpoints, that's un-American. I mean, next you're going to tell me, Link, you don't like it that they were going to give that lady 93 days in jail for a tomato box on her own property, even though there wasn't a law against it? What, you think prisoners can have tomato boxes? Folks, I want to apologize for sickos like Link. I mean, he is questioning. That's evil. Stephen in Texas, you're on the air. Another sicko, I'm sure. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And enchilada lover here in Austin, Alex. Great show.
Welcome, my friend.
Hey, wanted to just tell you a real quick story. I know you don't like folks bragging on you on the air, and you're a pretty modest guy. But I wanted to share a real quick story with you that I thought you'd want to hear about. My wife and my daughter and I joined you guys at the Storm the Capitol rally that we had back here in Austin when it was 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Yeah, we stormed it twice. Had some good effects, but still the feds prevailed. Start finishing your story. We'll come back to you. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. And anyway, and Representative Simpson, of course, did a great job. We talked to him as well. We joined you at the Capitol, and I remember I was driving in from out of town to come meet you guys. My wife and my daughter are already there. And then fast forward a couple of weeks ago, and my wife and I were sitting visiting, and I said, honey, is Alex Jones for real? And she said, let me just tell you, if something had happened to me before you got there, I know that I could have given our daughter to him and said, take care of her till I get out of jail. So,
well, let me hear the rest of this story on the other side.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark, murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'm going to go back to Stephen, Jammin' Jerry, Greg, Richard, Garfield, Colonel Six, and Carol. I'm out of control today. You know, there is an organized government disinformation movement online. The White House science czar admits it. He's public about it. But it's gone on for decades. I've interviewed former FBI agents who've admitted it. To go out and attack anybody that speaks out. The British government did it with Mahatma Gandhi. They did it with Martin Luther King here in this country. And they always tear down anybody that's trying to be a leader and anybody that tries to empower individuals. And I'm not even comparing myself to those great men. The point is, they go after anybody and say, they're not real. Look, they did this. Look, they did that. Or they're wrong about this. They're wrong about that. So in the interest of all this, let's just say I'm discredited and I'm bad. The dollar is being devalued. They are creating cross-human animal clones. The GMO and all the major studies is destroying our fertility. You know, diabetes has doubled in the last decade. World government has been announced, run by private bankers. So
I don't ever want to make the debates about Alex Jones. Like, is Alex Jones for real? That's like asking, are you real? Look at the fruits of what I've done in 16 years. A lot of good and some bad. I've been like a bull in a china cabinet. But my heart's good at the end of the day. And sometimes I have moments of great clarity and, you know, complex eloquence and beauty. Other times I'm ranting and screaming angrily. I'm real. And the system knows that, believe it. But they try to get folks all day to have more debates about Alex Jones, which at the end of the day helps the radio show and what I'm doing. In a way, you know, no weapon formed against us will prosper. All the attacks and lies and disinformation and twisting only helps us. And that's one thing, you know, one reason I always try to be the very best I can, because even trying to be truthful and honest, I make mistakes and things and aren't perfect. And I'm arrogant and worldly like everybody else. But I do realize that I now am, you know, to a great extent, this figurehead for liberty, you know, one of only a few figureheads. And I start thinking, I better get in better shape, or I got all these freckles from sun damage, put makeup on, but I never do. You know, I'm the figurehead. I better start wearing suits more. But at the end of the day, you know what? I'm just going to be who I am. And I'm going to go out fishing with no sunscreen and burn my face off. I don't care. And you know what? If I want to eat enchiladas, I'm going to do it. And I just don't care. I just don't care. It's the information that matters. And I just want a future for my children and your children. And we've all got to hang together or hang separate. Now, I got to get to the other callers, but Stephen in Texas, you know I don't like folks calling and saying how great I am, but you're saying your wife instinctively meeting me had a good feeling about me. And, you know, there's a lot to be said for female intuition. Dogs love me. I'll go to people's houses that usually have dogs that try to attack people, and they're always going, my German Shepherd really likes you. He doesn't like anybody. Or my pug always barks at people. Why does my pug like you so much? Because at the end of the day, I am a good guy. I am a loving, jolly person. But what I do doesn't stand at that point at the end of the day. What matters is, in the whole of my work, is it overall truthful? Has it been accurate? And unfortunately, it has. No one wishes, Stephen, that they've been wrong more than I do.
Absolutely, Alex. And again, I've been a long-time listener of you, way back to, I think it was Channel 10 on cable access. You were either before or after the banana hat guy or something like that. So anyway.
Yeah, operatives come from nowhere in like in a year, like Glenn Beck and Takeover or Sean Hannity. You know, I've been in the trenches forever coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. No, but just to recap the quick story again, you know, my wife and I were having a good discussion a couple weeks after we had the rally at the Capitol, and she said, you know, I asked her, I said, you know, is Alex just doing this for profit and for ratings and whatnot? She said, let me tell you, before you showed up at the Capitol that day, I knew that if I was screaming too loud and if I got arrested or something, that I could hand our three-year-old daughter to Alex and she'd be fine. So keep up the great work, my friend. You're doing a great job.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. That's another COINTELPRO thing, though, that and I know you're responding to it, you know, to say, oh, my gosh, Ron Paul setting up a foundation to educate people and asking for donations. Or, my gosh, this guy's selling a book. The globalist, now listen to me on this, and I'm going to your other calls. The globalist social engineers take our money, build government schools, and then do the exact opposite of what the parents want and what's common sense. The government takes your money and then runs PSAs brainwashing you. The government takes your money and uses it against you and treats you like you're a slave. Then in the free market, and you'll always see this in the media. I've had Nightline, MSNBC, you name it here, literally over the years, more than 100 TV stations. They always say, you're doing this to make money. And I look at them and I go, well, I got into this to fight tyranny because I don't want to be a slave and I hate control freaks. That's my instinct. But I said, yeah, I do like making money, hiring more people, being successful, being strong. I wish I had more money to build more. But at the end of the day, the goal is not have a bigger house or a faster, cooler car. I'm very happy with what I've got. But at the same time, we do need some wealth to be able to operate, protect ourselves, be successful. See, they're teaching you that you're supposed to broadcast from a tin can in the ditch. I take about 93% of the money comes through here and runs our operation. I've done 2 hours, almost 2 hours, haven't plugged a book, a video. In fact, I should. We've got a great online video bookstore. We've got T-shirts. We've got a lot of great deals. And the T-shirts, the books, the videos wake others up, wake you up. You wear your colors, wear an InfoWars shirt. You'll meet a lot of like-minded people. And your purchase funds my operation. I mean, I've got over 30 employees and contractors now. I've got 2 or 3 million visitors a day now on the web. I have to pay all that bandwidth. We're here leading the fight against the globalists, giving them a good run for their money. You know, the bankers took banker bailout money and gave hundreds of millions to MSNBC of your tax money to sit up there and say you're a racist if you don't want government health care and George Washington's a piece of garbage. I don't have any of your bailout money, but I'm the bad guy, you know. So if you'd like to donate to us, Infowars.com, I am proud of our success, and we need more money, more capital, more members of PrisonPlanet.tv. Man, look at all these callers. Let's talk to Jerry in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Mr. Jones, good evening. How are you?
Good, my friend. Welcome.
Listen, I'm going to try to get this all out. I really want to address 2 to 3 million caller or listeners a day.
Well, this show only has about a million on Sunday.
Okay, well, but moral of the story, I've been listening to you for the last 3 years almost religiously, daily. And in the very beginning, as I'm sure most of your new listeners coming in, I was one. I wanted in the worst way to be able to bust you out, you know, for my own psychological. No, this guy's full of crap. He's making money on the internet. He's hawking this. And then you would come with the, no, go look it up. Go, no, right now, this article, go to Google, look it up. And it, sure enough, it would be there. Well, now here, fast forward, here I am 3 years later, and you're right on all the time. So my disgust is in two parts. One with the old listeners, including myself, in that us old listeners, we know that you're not full of crap. And so I think there's a tendency for us to go, well, you know what? I don't want to be the first guy out there to go get my head popped, but I'm going to work from behind the scenes. I'm going to notify my congressman. I'm going to paste email links here. I'm going to tell people behind the scenes to get them on to you. And then, you know, then you got the new listeners going, oh, this guy's full of, he does it. And they'll come to know eventually, but my point is this. We are the front line. We're all that there is left standing between us. And I think that there's this general psychological view that, well, you know, okay, well, maybe this guy knows, maybe he's on to something, maybe he knows something, but the, you know what, as
but
long
still
as
still is it, no, I hear you, it's just seen as another show, and well, you know, maybe people will do something about it. Exactly. And other people sit there and nitpick all day. And like, well, we have private recruiting stations overseas, but not actual Army recruiting stations. So it doesn't matter that the biggest group of recruits is from overseas. Technically, we don't recruit overseas, so Alex is wrong. Or technically this or that. The point is, we know our society is going in the wrong direction. And all of the listeners should be engaged in activism every day if we're going to turn this tyranny around. The good news is the world is waking up. Great job with the crew. See you back next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Thanks for putting up with me. I love you, and I go fight tyrants.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.